my cotton Yerushalmi corresponding to my cotton Bavli, Dafyud Tes, Ringin the Yerushalmi on Dafyud Beis and Beis, at the first Mishnah in Kaysen. In Kaysen, Shitri Choy Bemayed, when we not write loan documents in Cholomayed, Im Ein Le Ma'amino Yo Eish Ein Le Ma'yechol, Arei Ze Yechtoiv. If the lender does not trust the borrower or the scribe does not have food to eat, one may instruct a scribe to write it. In Kaysen, Torim Utulin and Mezuzah Bemayed, when we not write Torah schools, scrolls, Tulin and Mezuzah on Cholomayed, we may not correct even one letter, even in the Torah school, in the temple, which is the source text for all Torah schools that are written. Yehuda says the person may write tefillin and mezuzah for himself, and spin for himself tcheles threads for his tzitzis. The Gemara says, Enkoisim shitrei alsiyos v'kablonos b'moyed. Hashem The Gemara brings it to Sefta, when we not write documents of sharecropping or contractual work on Cholomayed, an appraiser may appraise in the regular fashion as long as he doesn't measure, weigh, or count. On Cholomayed, one may accept contractual work to be performed after the festival. However, one may not accept contractual work to be done on the festival. The Tosefta taught that an appraiser may appraise in the regular fashion, as long as it does not measure, weigh, or count. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the statement of the Mishnah refers to if the lender does not believe the borrower, or the scribe does not have food to eat. Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, if so that you permit the scribe who does not have food, you would therefore permit all workers to do their work, since most work is in order to have food to eat. Rather, if the lender does not believe the borrower after the loan has been taken, or a new borrower does not have food to eat. Chaz Barnash, Oivad Tfiloi B'mayada, Asa Lagabi Rabbi Hananel, V'sholchei Lagabi Rabbi Abba Barnasim. Once a person lost his tefillin on Cholomayed, he came before Rabbi Hananel, the scribe who sent him to Rabbi Abba Barnasim. Rabbi Abba Barnasim said to Hananel, give me your tefillin and go and write for yourself a new pair, thereby allowing the writing to be done on Cholomayed in a deceitful way. Rabbi said to Rabbi Abba, I will write them for him without the need for deceit, if it is permitted to write them for another person. A brisa seems to be against Rav. It says that a person may write tefillin and a mezuzah for himself, and this implies it's permitted to write for others. Patala b'koytiv l'aniyah. The Gemara answers, no, he's writing them to use after the festival. However, if they're to be used on the festival, then it's permitted. The tava al yoichoy tcheles etzisosei. He may spin tcheles, which is the turquoise wool woolen thread for tzitzis, on his thigh for his tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, one may spin even with a spindle. Rav says one may spin with a spindle for himself and or for another person. There's a vice against Rav, because it said he may spin tcheles on his thigh. This implies it's permitted to spin for another person. The answer is no, he spins them to use after the festival.
And we come now to the next Mishnah. Hakoyve es meisai, shloishis yomim koidim neregel, botimim in a gezeirah shiva. If a person buried his close relative 3 days before the festival ends the 7 days of mourning. Shmeinis yomim koidim neregel, botimim in a gezeirah shloishim, mipnesha omu, shabbos oile, veinim afsekes, regalim oilim veim afsekim. If he buried him 8 days before the festival ends the 30 days of mourning. This is because we say that Shabbos counts towards the 30 days of mourning, but it doesn't end them. The festival ends the days of mourning, but it does not count towards them. The Gemara says Gezeirus Shiva, we should say San Rat Vesachus, Gezeirus Lamed Ichui Vigirus Teglachas. The Gemara says during the 7 day mourning period, it's prohibited to, and its abbreviations we said were, it's prohibited to anoint, wear shoes, wash and have relations, take a haircut, press garments, and learn Torah. And during the 30-day period, it's prohibited to properly sew up a tear, to press garments, and to take a haircut. Evu Girds, Kitsema, Mugod Sim, Hadoshim, Makibishtan, Mugod Sim Levonim. When is pressing prohibited? With new pressed woolen garments where pressing renews them, or with white pressed linen garments? Vichalboy, Rivchuna, Beshem Rav, Chal, Yom Shmini Shaloi, Lios Beshabbos, Megalech, Erev Shabbos, Hechefshar. Rivchalboy and Rivchuna quoting Rav said that if his eighth day occurs on Shabbos, he may take a haircut on Friday, which is the eve of the festival. How is this possible? If the eighth day is Shabbos, the first day was also Shabbos, so how could the grave have been closed on Shabbos? The answer is when an animal dragged away the body and he had given up hope of retrieving it. We have a support from Abaisa. If an animal dragged away the corpse, from when is the 7-day and 30-day period of mourning observed? From when the relative gives up hope of retrieving it, if they found it in parts, we count from when they found the head and most of the body. Rav Yehuda says the spine and the skull are considered most of the body. Rav Avun answered that they closed up the grave Friday evening at nightfall. How could they close the grave on Shabbos? Rav Acha answered it was closed up by a Gentile. Some say that a relative hearing within 30 days of the death is considered a shmur kweva, which is a current report. This situation arose for Rabbi Ami, and he took a haircut on the 31st day. Rabbi Havale uvda v'gilach yom lamad aleph, and also this situation arose for Rabbi, and he took a haircut on the 31st day. Amrav Zikan min masnison yalefla Rabbi Ami detanin tamon mishenazeh shtei nezirios magalechet v'shoina yom lamad aleph v'tashniya yom shishim v'echad. Rabbi Zikan says that Rabbi Ami learned this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Nazir, a person who accepted two periods of nezirios upon himself, he cuts his hair for the first one after 31 days and the second one after 61 days. Then we add the sentence into the Gersa, Ema Sefer, Vim Gilech Yom Lamed Megalech Eshashnia Yom Shishim. The Gemara asks that the latter statement says that if he cut his hair on the 30th day, he should cut for the second Nazirus on the 60th day. This indicates that the first Nazirus ended on the 30th day and the second Nazirus began that same day, thereby showing that part of a day is considered a full day. Rav Yossi answered that there it's a ruling for a non-ideal situation. Here it refers to the ideal way to act. Rav Yirmi Hoiri, Rav Yitzhak, Atushaya, Vist Amri, Rav Chia, Bari, Rav Yitzhak, Atushaya, the Galeach Yom Lamed, Min Masnisan. Rav Yirmi instructed Rav Yitzhak, Atushaya, and some say it was Rav Chia, the son of Rav Yitzhak, Atushaya, to cut his hair on the 30th day, citing his source as our Mishnah. Shemenis Yom Kredim Laregel, Balam Amen Gzeres Lamed, Hu Shemeni Hu Shloshim. The Mishnah taught that if he buried him 8 days before the festival ends the 30 days of mourning. Just as part of the 8th day is considered a full day, so part of the 30th day is considered a full day. Rav Yossi, Shnihi Taman Mipnei Kvod HaRegel Hitiru. Rav Yossi says that that case is different. In honor of the festival, they permitted him to take a haircut. Tedin Lechashi Kain, Tama Michalbei, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav Chal Yem Shmini Shalei Liyos B'Shabbos, Megalech Erev Shabbos. In Temer Shalom Pnei HaRegel Hitiru, Me'ata Afilu Chal Yom Shloshim Shalei Liyos B'Shabbos, Megalech Erev Shabbos. And we bring a proof from Rabbi Chelboi Rav Chuna quoting Rav, if his eighth day occurs on Shabbos, he cuts his hair on Erev Shabbos. Now, if it was not in honor of the festival that they permitted it, then even if his 30th day would be on Shabbos, he should be permitted to cut his hair on Erev Shabbos. Ro'i Min Adod Tani Al Kol HaMeisim Hu Sholol La'ach HaShivu Ma'ach La'ach HaShloshim. And a second proof is from Abaisa. Upon the death of any close relative, he may sew his torn garment with wide stitches, and he may sew regularly after 30 days. So we ask, why not let him sew with wide stitches on the 7th day and sew normally on the 30th day? Well, we can conclude that part of a day is not considered a full day, and he must wait until after the 7th or 30th day. Amr Chagai Dihava Shemasa Kain Vishemasa Kain. Amr Chagai says the matter remains unclear, since there are teachings this way and that way. Tani Zu Divrei Abba Shol. The vice says it is Abba Shol who reasons that part of a day is considered a full day. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, v'yavor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Abba Shaul, v'tani kein halacha k'Devarav. Rabbi Yehuda quoting Shmuel and Rabbi Yavor quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha follows Abba Shaul and the b'risa also rules like Abba Shaul. Rabbi Bar b'shem Rav Divrei Abba Shaul ben v'yomim ben g'zeiris batlu, aval Divrei Chachom yomim batlu g'zeiris le batlu. Rabbi Abba quoting Rav said the Abba Shaul's ruling was annulled both for days and for decrees, but the Chacham's ruling was annulled only for days. Ma b'nehoin, Rav Chuna amar erev aregel b'nehoin, im gilech erev aregel, yigalech achar regel, im lo gilech erev aregel, al yigalech achar regel. Rav Yehuda amar afapi, shelo gilech erev aregel, yigalech la'achar regel. What's the difference between these two? Rav Chuna said, on the eve of the festival. If he took a haircut on the eve of the festival, he may cut after the festival. If he did not, he may not. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he did not take a haircut before the festival, he must take it after the festival. Rav Lazar, Hayri, Rabbi Shimon, Baba, Legaleach, La'acha Regel, V'liyadin, Ika Ador, Da'aba Shul, Ika Ador, Da'abonon, Da'verkol. Rav Lazar instructed Rabbi Shimon bar Abba to take a haircut after the festival, but it's not known whether he was following Abba Shaul and held that there's a dispute, or if he was following the Rabbanon and that there's no dispute. Rav Lazar hayri l'Shimon bar Abba haregel oyle l'minyan shleishim. Rav Lazar ruled for Rabbi Shimon bar Abba that the days of the festival count towards the 30 days. Am Rav Yossi ashkechun talasin koyim min l'shiva akoyves meisai shloishes yom koyim l'regel bot l'memenu gzeiros shiva. Rabbi Yossi says we find a case where the 30 days precede the 7 days, since the 7 days may not begin to be observed during the festival, but the festival counts as part of the 30 days. Le'ama ela gimel ha'shnayim loy, hadadad amar beinoy levein alfmai, aval ha'rabim ein ha'rabim z'askimimoy. He only said that 3 days count, and he does not complete the days of mourning after the festival, but not 2 days. This refers to his own private mourning, but he does not receive comforters after the festival, since they already visited him on the festival. V'tani kein ha'kayvez meisa shloshes yomim b'teich ha'regel, moine shiva l'ach ha'regel, da'alad yomim ha'reshoinim ha'rabim ez'askim imoy, gimel yom ma'achroinim ein ha'rabim ez'askim imoy, v'melachtei nasis v'acherim v'avodav v'hemtoi oisim b'tzina v'mokoyim acher. We have a support from a v'isa, one who buries his dead on the 3rd day of the festival counts 7 days after the festival. During the first 4 days after the festival, the many may come to comfort him. During the last 3 days, they do not come. His work is done by others, and his servants and animals may work privately elsewhere. Ma'ol ha'roisleh panim. The Gemara asked that may people visit him throughout his days of mourning, even though they may not come to comfort him. Rabbi Yaakov ha'idi b'shem Rabbi Chanina v'alei amru ein avel b'shabbos v'pnei ma'amru la'haroisleh panim lemi pnei ha'kovoid v'hacham pnei ha'kovoid. Rabbi Yaakov ha'idi, quoting Rabbi Chanina, answered that they said that there's no mourning on Shabbos in a regular situation of mourning. Why do they say that people can visit him? In order to show him honor. This should also apply in our case. And when 3 days of mourning passed and the 7 day festival stopped it, he must complete the days later. Similarly, if he mourned 1 day and the festival stopped it, it should not stop the law of the first 2 days when he may not wear tefillin.